Okay. Hello, hello, hello. That was the opening song was the main theme of Valkyria Chronicles. It's from the Valkyria Chronicles 2 original soundtrack, or All Stars, I'm going to keep calling it. That soundtrack was composed by Hitoshi Sakamoto. The game is available on PSP. It's a great game. Sequel to... Well, it's not really a sequel. It's like... Oh, I'm sorry. It is a sequel. Sequel to Valkyria Chronicles 1 that was available on PS3. That's another game that later on I'm going to do a review about that one. And it's going to be a great review because I love that game. You should play it if you haven't. But anyhoozle. Of course, like I said before, every other episode is going to be a rant topic. So the first topic before that's the game review, and the next topic is a rant topic. So I did Fate Extra last time. This episode, I'm doing a rant topic, and that rant topic is going to be Anime USA. Oh yeah, real quick before I really start going into that, why Valkyria Chronicles music, which is like basically it's a tactical RPG. It's like a real-time fight system slash tactical RPG, because you typically don't see that for a tactical game. But yeah, I did Valkyria Chronicles because I guess. Love that soundtrack. I'm just going to put that in here. Put the soundtrack in here or sing other music, because I guess because some of the things to talk about Anime USA is like kind of combative. I don't know. I just like the soundtrack and I want to use it. And the fact that I use other songs besides the opening theme, but I'm not going to like list them here. I have a list on my blog, which is the number 2 mini TP, all one word, .wordpress.com. That's my main blog where I host my podcast. I also have a link over there called Music List. It lists all the music I use for an episode in the order that the song appears. So definitely check my blog out. You can also go on like iTunes, wherever you're getting this in. You should have my link there to my blog somewhere. Also, Podomatic, Podomatic, Podomatic.com. I guess search DJ Dante Masamune. You should find my podcast listed there, and you could also find a link to my other crap there too. But whatever. Anyway, gonna be talking about Anime USA this podcast. So just some basic info about the con. It's called Anime USA. I'll call it ALSA for short, even though that's basically something that's Australian, something I believe. But whatever, calling ALSA, it's Anime USA. The theme for this year was burlesque, which is funny because they have a cosplay burlesque. It's like, we have burlesque in our burlesque. It's like burlesqueception, but whatever. Another meme that's also not overused whatsoever. Anyway, it was in Washington, D.C. this year. It's usually in Virginia. I forgot where in Virginia, but it's usually in Virginia. They moved venue this year, so it's the first time at this venue for them, which also explains why they have some gosh darn problems. It was at the Warman Park Marriott, and that Marriott is literally right next to the Woodley Zoo Metro stop on the Red Line. So if you're taking a Metro, literally you walk out of that Metro stop after you go through the Infinity Stairs, because that's a long-ass ascent up those stairs. You look to your right, and it's right there, right next to you, the back entrance to the hotel. So, can't miss it. It's right there. It took place November 9th through 11th, so Friday to Sunday, typical con times. You can find this, if you want to see the schedule of events this year, you can find it at schedule.amausa, all one word, .org, so schedule.amausa.org. You can see the schedule for what type of events they had. Also, their regular site address is animeusa.org. Anyway, just random tidbit before I really get into that. Hell of a drive at like super late slash early in the morning. Because if you had a panel schedule that time that was really freaking late and you're planning to drive there because I live in Maryland, so I was like, oh, I could just take. Originally, I didn't take Metro while I'm driving there, and that's going to be another freaking issue to complain about. But yeah, driving there at 4 in the morning, driving DC at all. Hate it. I hate fucking doing it. It's already bad enough when I drive, like, for Otakon, and I'm driving there, but, like, it's a little bit easier, because it's, like, I park at the hotel pretty much there the whole time. Or in the fact that it's, like, a crap load of parking, and I just walk there, but whatever. But Washington, D.C., not that much parking, and then driving to this freaking hotel that's kind of, like, in the middle, like, in the heart of, like, D.C., holy crap, that's annoying. But again, more about that later on. So how I'm gonna do this, there's two parts to this. First part's gonna be me going over my panel experience, because this is the first con for it's just a bunch of firsts, a bunch of cherries pop this particular con. It's the first time I ever presented panels. Not to mention the first time I've ever been out this freaking late for a con where I had to drive or like had to drive there and drive back home. And like, first time I ever drove to a con. My annual con is usually Otakon, and I'm going to any other cons besides Otakon. But because I'm trying to build up basically street cred so I could get a panel hosted at Otakon for 2013, I'm just presenting at all these other smaller cons, so when I submit my panels next year, I'll have all the credentials I would need to get panel approved. I submitted some things this year for Otakon, but they didn't work out. And just to go in this route, because that's what another panelist suggested, and honestly, I should have done it this way anyway. I mean, originally I suggested. Another tangent. Originally I suggested, what is it? Bleach. A Bleach panel, Fate Universe panel, and a Yaoi panel for Otakon 2012. None of those got approved. Wasn't really a big deal. But yeah, I'm doing this to build up screen cred, and the first stop on the was essentially a panel tour was Anime USA. This is the first time I ever presented panels. Anyway, two parts to this podcast. First part's gonna be about panel experience. Second part's gonna be about my overall essential Anime USA review. It's pretty scathing too, but anyway, panel experience. Get bad, ugly. Oh, I had a pretty good panel experience. I had it was originally four panels, and then wound up being five panels at the very last minute. It was legit like that Thursday before, like the week before. Alsa, I found out. Oh, hey, by the way, that panel that we rejected first. Yeah, you can do that. Like, holy, just like this was during a period of time in my life I was working two jobs, and then I had these panels. I already had four panels approved, and went from four to five. I mean, I suggested six. I didn't think they were gonna approve more than one. Wound up accepting four, and then turned to five. So we're talking about. If I wasn't working, I was working on panels. If I wasn't working on panels, I was working. I didn't really sleep that much during that whole con. Panel experience time, I didn't really do anything but my panels. I didn't sleep that much at all that particular time period, and I'm at a point in my life where I need my sleep or else I can't really function whatsoever. You can do that kind of bullshit in college and less, but not now. Not nowadays. At least not for me. But, yeah, so I had like four panels originally approved, and the first letter I got was a rejection letter, so or email. So I was like, oh, okay, I guess not that many got approved, or nothing got approved. And literally right after the one that was rejected, I have one, because it was a long email I received, and I saw that, but the first one was, oh, sorry, this panel wasn't accepted. And the panel that was rejected at first was Trips and Trends and Yaoi. And I was like, oh, sorry, but this was rejected. I was like, okay, whatever. And then I kept reading through the email. Well, this one got approved. Like, okay. This one got approved. Oh, two. Wow. Okay, that's great. Okay, this one got approved. Okay, three. Jesus. Wow. Okay, this one got approved. Like, holy shit, that's just obnoxious. And it's like, yeah. But it was four, and then it turned to five. So, yeah, let me tell you what panels they actually were, so you're not just like, what the fuck panels were they, bitch? I don't know what they were. So, first one I got accepted, or like the order that the email read basically. I had a limited Bleach wish approved, which basically went over the entire. This is basically a timeline of the entire Bleach universe, past, present, kind of the future, because I have some thoughts about what's gonna happen in Bleach. It's basically following the train wreck, which is Bleach. Because if you don't understand the fact that Bleach is train wreck at this point, then you are sadly in denial. Granted, the other two aren't doing all that much better anyway, and that's a whole nother debate for another podcast episode. My other one was Fate Universe. I am the bone of my panel. It was an 18 plus panel. Granted, I didn't really get to the 18 plus part, but that's another part. I'm gonna leave that for later in the show. And this, like, kind of like Bleach, I went over the entire Fate portion of the Type Me Multiverse. Fate being like Fate Stay Night, Fate Zero, Fate Prototype, Fate Stay Night, Unlimited Blade Works. All that jazz for the Type Moon Multiverse, and Type Moon, of course, did not only those shows, but also did Tsukihime, it did Melty Blood, it did a whole Cardo Kyokai, a lot of other things I can't think about off the top of my head. But I just concentrated on the Fate aspect, because Fate Zero events, so I was like, oh, I need to do a Fate panel, and I did. Not to mention, I saw a crappy, it wasn't really crappy, but it was an okay panel at Otakon 2012. that was about the entirety of the Type Moon multiverse. It's basically giving a little bit of a sampling of all the things in Type Moon. And honestly, the panel stuff was okay. Granted, I think most people there expected to see a detailed presentation about every aspect of Type Moon, but it's like, no, that's not gonna happen. So there's like, expectations too high on the audience part. And then I didn't like the presenter. The main presenter was annoying as fuck to me. There was a secondary presenter. He seemed great. I could have listened to him talk for hours, but the other guy was just annoying as fuck. Hate to be that harsh, but he it was that, and he was just a bad presenter. So that kind of inspired me doing my own fake panel, and I did, and it was awesome. It was a great experience. But anyway, yeah, that was the 18 plus panel. I also have Guide to Buying All the Things, which is basically a panel about basically anything when it comes to buying anime paraphernalia in the anime dome, basically. So about whenever you're buying shit, so just advice about that. My other one that was accepted was Weeboo's Japanophiles Race in Actual Japan, where basically had a clusterfuck of info about how Japan really is and things and misconceptions, common misconceptions people will have of Japan, especially from watching way too much anime and playing too many video games. Of course, the fifth panel that they approved, which originally was rejected at first, was Trends and Tropes and Yaoi. So that was a fun panel to have to bullshit at the last minute. This is also my first, so kind of first, it was also the first time I ever used a Prezi. You go to Prezi.com, Prezi.com, to see what that is. First time I ever used a Prezi. It's a great alternative to using PowerPoint. Great alternative for making presentations. And it was fun. It was awesome. But it's not awesome when you have to do that on top of two jobs and no sleep. And, oh, I have to do a Prezi for this and a Prezi for 20 other things. So, so much crap, that con. But yeah, that would just put that to the side. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later because I'm going to break this down to panel's experience. But yeah, those are the panels I had accepted. All my panels were pretty. I had pretty. It was awesome. It was an awesome panel experience. I had pretty much the smallest rooms that they all, or some of the smaller rooms that they offer for a majority of panels. The two ones that got the bigger rooms were my Weeboo Japan Files and Actual Japan panel, and my God to Buy All the Things panels. Granted, those two panels had the most what I call audience shrinkage. In this case, I interpret audience shrinkage as being, if you start off with 40 people, how many did you end with? Did you end with 40 people, even if people left, came and went? Or did you start off with 40 people and you ended with 10? Guided by All Things kind of was bad for that, but then Weeboo's Japan Files and Actual Japan was the worst. I think if I start out with 20, I ended with like 10. Wasn't too bad. I got compliments for the accuracy of the information in the panel. Both panels, honestly. And that's the only thing I cared about, but still. Excuse me. And, the other three panels. Honestly, my 18 plus panels were my best panels experience. My panels I honestly did the most work and research on were, like, they weren't even bad. It's just, like, it wasn't as good as the other two. But those were on the other end. And what was dead in the middle was Bleach. Mistakes never to be made again. I had a 2-hour Bleach panel. It was funny because originally I got an email asking, like, we need to cut the time for some of your panels. Can we cut the time for your two long panels? And originally I said, well, you could kind of cut Bleach, but also they said you couldn't cut Fate. And of course they reversed that. They cut Fate and then they didn't cut Bleach. So I had 2 hours of Bleach. I didn't realize until way after the fact, like at the con, like I did not need a 2-hour panel for Bleach. I could have done that. I had 2 hours worth of material, tis true, but I really didn't need a 2-hour freaking panel for Bleach. And if I ever do a Bleach panel again, I'm not making it 2 hours. I think if Costacon winds up approving that, then that will be when I have to do a 2-hour panel again. But whatever. And so Bleach was dead set in the middle for good, bad experiences. Even though it was bad, it was just okay. 18 plus panels, so Yaoi and Fate Universe were on the awesome end. And then the Weeboos and Actual Japan and Guided by All Things were on like the other end of the spectrum. I mean, honestly, there was some good panels because I did a lot of research. I was confident in what I was talking about. And it was one of those things where it's like I made mistakes, but I knew exactly how I would change it. But, I had the most audience rankings. Granted, both of those panels, I got the most questions post facto with Guided by All Things. I got the most, I guess, of most of a conversation going with Weeboo's Japan Files, actual Japan. Because how I kind of judge my panel, like, real time is basically by how many people are still here, how many people stayed. Is it always laughing at my jokes? I mean, like, that's pretty much how I judge my panel. Basically, audience reaction and are they staying throughout the panel. Which, of course, I had the best experience with, like, Fate and Yaoi. And, like, I like, and how I kind of break it down is audience strength, which doesn't tell you that much, but still tells you enough. Guided by All the Things, Japan Files, Actual Japan, have, like, the worst audience shrinkage, but honestly, if I start out with like 20 people, let's say 25, if I start out with 25 people in Guided by All the Things, I ended up with like 15, so not that, like, it wasn't a huge shrinkage, but it was more than what I originally experienced, because Yaoi Chosen Chance was the first panel I had to do, period, for the entirety of Anime USA. But then I had Weeboo's Japan Files, Actual Japan. If I start off with 25 with that panel, I ended up with like 8 or 9, so it was a huge shrinkage. I mean, there could be a lot of reasons for why people left, just besides, like, oh, we didn't like it. And then it's like, well, what didn't they like? So that was a whole other thing, but lost people during that panel, a lot of people during that panel, but I did get a compliment that was really accurate. Bleach was good. Bleach, as far as I'm concerned, people left because it was just 2 hours of Bleach, and honestly, I had, like, 7 people that stayed there the entire time. I mean, it was a small room, it couldn't really hold more than, like, 20 anyway, and I started off with a decent sized audience, and it was a fun battle. Bleach was fun. Bleach was really fun. I think I did the least amount of research on Bleach. I did more of, like, what do I just remember off the top of my head. And it was one of those, like, I thought I knew enough, but I didn't. Freaking Bleach, you can never know too much. But I guess I didn't want to do that much research on Bleach. Whatever. Yaoi and Fae Extra, on the other hand, those were, like, my better panels, my 18 plus panels. I guess I'm better off for 18 plus panels, my 2 panels, or whatever. Yaoi Chosen Chance was a situation where if I start with 20 people, I end up with 18. Like, people came and went, but I never really went that much below 20. I had, like, they loved my jokes. They seemed really engaged. They really loved it. And loved the fact that I used presidents the first time I used presidents, so that was fun. But they really seemed to enjoy it. Granted, that panel, like, all my panels, since pretty much all my panels wound up being finished at the last minute, the only one that was really finished on time was the Weeboo's Japan Files and Actual Japan one. Even then, there was, like, a lot of mistakes in there that's like, if I had more time to really work on this, I would have caught those beforehand. But, the other constant mistake was, like, oh, well, I didn't have as many pictures as I wanted, because I really tried to do mixed media to really keep my audience engaged. But, anyway, yeah, I chose to just, they always seemed to be really engaged all the time. And the best panel experience I had throughout the con was my Fate Universe panel. If I started with 20 people, I ended with, not only did I end with 20 people, but I ended with, like, the same exact 20 people. Nobody left. Even though, like Yaoi Chosen Trends, that panel was, like, the last panel for, like, the last time slot for a con. 2:30 in the morning, last possible freaking time slot you can have for the con. Didn't lose anybody the entire Fate Universe panel, and everybody was happy. I didn't really have anybody correcting me. People really seemed to enjoy it. I mean, that's one of those cons, like, at the end of the con, you have a feedback form you can fill out. And typically, out of the 4 panels I did prior to that, nobody really filled out the feedback forms. People kind of did with my Yaoi Chosen Chance one and, like, a couple more, but nobody really seemed to fill them out. With that Fate Universe panel, if I had 20 people stayed, and, like, pretty much all 20 filled out a feedback form, which is great, because, of course, with feedback forms, it's like, well, if you really like it, we'll ask this panelists to come back next year. And it's like, you bet your ass I would love to do that next year, especially since out of all my panels, that was the only one, since they cut my time, of course, so this was to be expected, where I ran out of time. I was pretty much at the end of my panel, but I wasn't able to finish it, and they pretty much cut me off before I could hit any 18 plus material, so that kind of pissed me off, because I was told specifically, oh, well, if you have the last time slot, well, you could just tell us, and then we'll let you go beyond the end time of the panel, even though it's like 4 in the morning, because you're the last time slot, there's somebody went after you. Bullshit, because I did that, and they would not let me stay after that. So, bullshit, 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 F you guys, bullshit. But anyway, that was the con experience. for this con, you have to have like 6 hours of programming before you get Associate's Badge, which essentially is the free con pass, which I think is kind of bullshit because I'm used to OCon, and OCon is just like, you know, you get 1 pound accepted and then you'll get reimbursed the entire registration fee for the con. Meanwhile, you got ALSA, it's like, nope, you need 6 hours of programming before you get, you know, either reimbursed or you just get free badge, period. Which is basically a case of, like, don't pay for it until you know for sure how many panels you got approved. Just wait till the last minute. I mean, you might as well. CastleCon also is, like, you know, it's 5 hours, it's just an hour less, but whatever, CastleCon's better. At least organization-wise, and that's my huge complaint. Let's talk more about that later. That, plus the fact that, it's like, apparently it's really easy to get programming set in. I mean, as long as you, I guess you have a good submission form, and you really filled it out to the best of your abilities, and, you submit more than, like, 3 hours worth of programming material, or basically made everything long session, because you had short sessions, long sessions. Short session was 75 minutes, so an hour and a half. That's bad math, I'm sorry. Hour and 15 minutes, and then you had a long session, which is like 2.5 hours. But whatever, so you literally can just do three panel sessions of like, and they're all long sessions, but then they have to get prepared, whatever. That's fun math to do, panel math. Not to mention cons, typically, you know, 1 to 2 panels to get reimbursement, you know, whatever. And more to wrap up the whole con, like, panels thing, my next con on the tour, hopefully, is CostaCon. CostaCon is February, I think, 15th through 17th, 2013. It's a 24-hour con, so, like, it's going, like, the whole 24 hours, which is like, holy shit, that's ridiculous. But anyway, it's at the National Harbor in Maryland, and that's a really, really nice area to be at. But National Harbor, February, hopefully I get panels approved. I submit 9 freaking ideas, just because as far as I'm concerned, it's like the lottery. You submit 9, like, 2 get approved. But hopefully I get something at all approved, and then hopefully I'll be at CostaCon. So if you want to see me in person, CostaCon's the next place to go. Of course, if you want to see any person, just don't be a creeper, because creepers are creepers, and nobody wants to be a creeper. So that wraps up the panel experience. First time I ever presented panels. First time I drove to a con. I mean, I wanted to take Metro, but since they put my freaking panel so late, I had to drive there. You know, whatever, whatever. We're going to get into that more. Yeah. I'm trying to keep this just BT'd up. I'm trying to keep this panel. Oh, God, hell. I'm trying to keep this podcast under an hour because, I mean, I could do an hour, but that's a hell of a time trying to upload, especially since my computer's internet connection is balls for no particular reason other than the fact that it can. So anyway, here's an actual review of, let me type that, here's an actual review of Anime USA, or ALSA as I'm going to be calling it from now on. In one word, disorganized, and more than one word, disorganized as fuck. This is the most disorganized con I have ever been to. And I wish I had my friend with me to help me do this podcast. Because whereas I was a panelist, she was a volunteer. And the volunteer side of this, too, was like, it was super disorganized. I'll get into a little bit about that, a little bit more about that later on. But it was so freaking disorganized, which is ridiculous. Because, I mean, I'm used to cons like, I'm used to cons like Otakon. Even CostaCon. And CostaCon, granted, CostaCon and Anime USA are both cons I went to, like, several years ago when they were at their smaller venue. Especially CostaCon, because when it used to be an Omicron hotel, it sucked. It really sucked. And Anime USA, where ALSA used to be, it was okay. As far as my memory is concerned, I kind of combined ALSA and CostaCon like they were one big con. So I kind of can't tell the difference, but they're both smaller hotel cons. And I can tell you right now, it hasn't grown all that much. It went from one moderately big hotel, like a medium, it's like on the verge of a medium-sized hotel, to another on the verge of being a medium-sized hotel. Like, it hasn't really grown all that much, which is a huge sign right there. You know, like, you know, 7 years since I've been here, hasn't grown that much. What the guys. So anyway, yeah, back to disorganized. It's super disorganized. I'm used to Otakon. Otakon's really on target. It's really on its game. CostaCon's on its game. It's like a meme-sized con. I consider ALSA like on the verge of being like a meme-sized. I mean, it's a meme-sized con. CostaCon's like a meme-sized con on the verge of being like a smaller, large-sized con. No, I'm using weird terms. I mean, it's at the Gaylord at National Harbor, which is a huge, nice-ass hotel versus the Warburton Park Marriott at DC, and it's like it's a decent. It was honestly a fine hotel, but it's not that big. But a part of the disorganization is like the staff was confused all the time. Nobody really knew what was happening. There's just a lot of shit going on. And it's not like nobody knew what was happening because of events that happened. Like, Hurricane Sandy happened during this point in time. But everything I have to say has nothing to do with Hurricane Sandy. Because, of course, Hurricane Sandy, yeah, that's going to really fuck things up. I mean, the main stakes that are going to be feeding into this con, those states got hit the worst by this hurricane. So, of course, you're going to have problems with people canceling out at the last minute and having to move things at the last minute. And, like, in this case, they didn't have their manga library because, guess what? The manga library was being transported from New York. Guess who got hit the worst? Like, freaking New York. So, that happened. Excuse me. But yeah. I'm not even going to... That's understandable. That's something you can't control. Everything I have to say, though, is not even... It wasn't affected by Hurricane Sandy. It was just them sucking because they're disorganized as fuck. Anyway, yeah, it's like the staff was confused. I almost want to say, namely the main staff, not like, you know, volunteers. The main staff was confused because it seemed more like... Okay, sorry, my phone started ringing. I just paused it for a sec there. Whatever. But anyway, yeah, it seemed like the staff, like the main staff was confused. Like, I almost want to say it's like they really didn't prepare and they really didn't care. But it's like, I know they care, but it's like they didn't care enough. Because it doesn't make sense. It's like, okay, Ocon staff has this shit together, and that's a far larger con than this podunk con. Why can't you get your shit together and you're a smaller con? What the fuck? Cosmicon more or less has this shit together, and that's another con. It's a little bit bigger than you, but not... It's probably twice the size, but it's still a smaller con. Like, why can't you guys get your shit together? It makes no sense. Like I said before, it hasn't grown all that much from the several years I haven't been here. For moving from Virginia to here, hasn't grown all that much. Not to mention one of the things that my friend brought up, I didn't really have too much of a problem, but still. It's like there's no real perks for being a panelist. So the only perk was the potentially being able to be reimbursed or just outright not having to pay for registration. But registration was like $50. Now, as I said before, I'm an Otakon goer. Otakon is my main annual con. And Otakon is $75 for pre-reg, $80 for regular registration. So $50 is shit to me. It's the parking that got me, but whatever. I'll get to that later on. Like I said, okay. So no real perks for panelists, and even though there's more perks for volunteers more than anything else, which to me makes more sense, but... I mean, I have a friend, she volunteered, she was surprised there wasn't really all that many perks for panelists. Like, no, there were hardly any. Hardly any at all. Granted, I think the perks that they had for panelists were like the same that we have for even like Otakon, so it was a big deal. But look, let's look at the disorganization for like the volunteers. It's like, it seemingly all that it took to be a volunteer is if you submit the form. And quite frankly, if you submit the form, it's like you couldn't even depend on them emailing you. You had to legit go to the forums to see what they were saying about that. Or kind of harass them because they weren't really on top of that game either. At least going by what my friend said. It took forever to reply. A lot of people got like false replies. Like they got something, an email immediately after submitting the form and it was empty. And they were like, what the fuck is this? So it was that. And not to mention, once you were volunteering, you got there, it was still disorganized, because it's like, how many hours do you want to work? Oh, this many hours. Okay, well, have at it. You're like, what the hell? And so they kind of pointed you in what direction you needed to go, apparently, but, like, you don't have all that much direction. Not to mention, I have friends, she told me that, like, I was with her on Sunday, because I never had a chance to go to the dealer's room, because I was just doing panels all day long. Which, one more thing about panels, they had me doing three panels back to back to back. So they had me doing one short session panel. So they had me do a 75-minute panel back to back with a 2-hour panel back to back with another 75-minute panel. Only to have an hour repose for another hour and a half panel or hour 15-minute panel at 2:30 in the morning. That was my Saturday. Just panel, 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 panel. And that's how I usually do it. Usually they don't have. Usually that's how people want to do it. They want to do panels back to back. Like, why would you automatically assume that? And not ask the panelists. That's stupid beyond belief. Anyway, talk more about that later on, too. But yeah, it was disorganized for volunteers. I mean, she was supposed to do 10 hours, and she's going to do some of her hours on Sunday. The rest of her, finish her hours Sunday. I went with her on Sunday because I never had a chance to go to the dealer's room. Okay, that being said, first off, the dealer's room closed early.
It was ridiculous. I got there like 2 p.m. ish. Dealer's room was already closed. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Are you freaking kidding me? I'm probably, it's a give or take like 20, 30 minutes, but dealer's room was already closed way too early. Like, the rest of the con ends 3 hours from now. The dealer's room is already closed. Like, what the fuck? Apparently, the dealer's room sucked this year anyway, because, of course, a lot of people got rained in anyway. But apparently, a lot of the items were, like, bootleg, outright bootleg items. And then, like, a lot of crap that had nothing to do with anime. It was just other special interests you might have from doing anime, but not necessarily anime related. It's like, well, let's just attribute this to this Hurricane Sandy raining out a lot of people, so I'm not going to really get into that. Especially since I didn't have a chance to really go in there and see it myself. The only thing I can really complain about for sure is the fact that it closed way too freaking early. But anyway, friend was there Sunday. She was just trying to wrap up our hours. Now, besides the fact that they basically sent her on a fetch quest, like, go talk to these people to figure out what you're going to do. No, go talk to these people to see what you have to do. No, go talk to these people to see what you go. So we went back and forth. I already got to a point, like, if this person doesn't really point you in direction, let's just go. Long story short, they had to do something simple like, oh yeah, just do this with these things. Something really simple task, like clean up this insignificant thing. And then after that, we were just like, fuck it, and we just left the premises. I mean, I think she had a few more hours to serve, but it's like, they didn't have her check in, they didn't have her do anything, so F it, leave. And according to her, they even asked her to come back to actually be on staff for next year, as in you get paid staff. It's like, I've only been here for one time volunteering. You haven't really been keeping tabs on me, and you're already asking me back for next year, and you would pay me. Wow, Elsa, just wow. Because I'm looking at Ocon, like, you have to go through all, you have to volunteer for years of Ocon, and you need a good word from somebody, and even then you might not wind up on the staff, and even then it's a lot of shit. Like, nope, Elsa, if you volunteer one time, you'll get asked back next year, and you'll get paid. Like, really? Wow. Okay. Sure, this wasn't the case for everybody, but what the fuck? So that problem wasn't really all that picky with who they accepted for volunteers. They didn't even really give them all that much training from what I could see on my own, so there's that. Only real thing was, like, you had to be a certain age, and after that, it's pretty much like, yeah, we'll just have to. Apparently after that, too, there was an issue with, like, oh, yeah, we'll room and board, because we'll give you housing if you're a volunteer, which you totally are going to need if you're coming, like, out of state to this con. Well, apparently, they only really have, okay, 30 people were volunteers, apparently. So, around 30 people. They only had space for 15 people. But there's, like, 5 people. No, 3 people for a room. So, they only have 5 rooms. 5 rooms to house however many volunteers they got. So, 30 people, only 15 of those 30 people got room and board. Some of these people who didn't get, and it was like a first come, first served basis, and they didn't really say that anywhere. It's just you found out the hard way. That being said, so God forbid you drove up from like, drove up from like Alabama or drove down from New York, only to find out, oh, well, actually, you don't have housing, even though you're volunteering, depending on the housing. According to my friend, she told me that some people just legit camped out in the hotel, somewhere in a place in the hotel, because there wasn't really, they didn't have room, and they didn't have anywhere else to stay, so, what the fuck. Amen, USA, I can't believe you did that. Okay, not to mention, or in addition to that, the best way to reach them and contact them is being contact, like, basically the best and most reliable way of communication with them was through the forums. Which is pretty bad, because, I mean, forums, which are something that's, like, out of all the people going to the cons, only a small fraction are actually on the forums. Yeah, that's pretty much the most reliable way to get in contact with them, which I thought was really bad, but whatever. Also, with this newer venue, because as far as I'm concerned, new venue, new problems, so, you know, you could credit a lot of their disorganization problems to new venue. Granted, a lot of places were disorganized, was legit just unforgivable, like, you shouldn't have had that problem if you were on your shit to begin with. But yeah, so the hotel itself was fine, but it was still a crappy new venue. Why? I mean, yeah, you got your travel options because it's DC. It's literally a case of like either you drive there, of course, or you take Metro. I mean, after that, it's literally like, well, F you, because there's really nowhere else to get, no way else to get here. Yeah, you have taxi, but really it's driving there or Metro. And guess what parking for the hotel is? It's $30 a goddamn day. $30 a day is $19 an hour. So, I'm used to Ocon, as I said before. The most you would pay for Oakland with parking is like $25. You can find some expensive places, but then again, Baltimore being Baltimore, you have a lot of options to where you can park. So, of course, with all the competition with parking spaces or parking garages, yeah, you're going to have decent prices. Because even like the hotel connected to the Oakland, like, to the Baltimore Convention Center, it's like $27, I think, a day. Something in the 20s. So, of course, Marriott, being DC, it's like $30 a day. $30 for parking. And I was like, whatever, I'll take Metro. I live in Maryland. I'm used to the Metro system. I'll take Metro. As I mentioned before, I had panels at 2:30 in the morning. That was a fun surprise at the last minute. But I'm going to get more into that later. A little bit later. But yeah. So, that's one of the reasons why I hate the venue. Like, you have nowhere to park. It's like, either you park at a Metro garage, or you park at the hotel. So if you're at the top, like, I'll just commute here every day. No, fuck that. You might as well just stay here because you can't really park anywhere for and save money while doing it. Just fucked. Let me just say the only real good thing I have to say: the staff and volunteers, if nothing else, they were friendly. Maybe they were super disorganized. They didn't know what they were doing half the time, but they were, if nothing else, friendly. Got into a nice conversation with a lot of them. They're really nice. At least really tried to be helpful, but still just super disorganized. Okay. Oh, another fun thing I heard were going to the forums because they have feedback for them. One of the complaints was that, like, oh, well, the hotel staff was mean. And let me just tell you this. Of course, I already mentioned, it's a new venue. So you got a new venue. You have a new fucking venue. In D.C., of all places. And the staff is mean. What do you fucking think? You're cosplaying these crazy ass things, like you run around, fuck a group of homestuck people. I say homestuck like they're the only people that had issues, but they aren't. I just hate homestuck fans. Not the thing, I hate homestuck fans. But anyway, so yeah, like, you know, you're cosplaying homestuck, you have these crazy freaking costumes, not just homestuck, of course, but everybody else. You don't be surprised that the hotel staff is a little bit taken aback by you cosplaying this crazy crap. I'm not trying to excuse their actions, but it's a new venue. What do you expect? Like, I could tell you from experience with Oakcon, you'll still, the residents of Baltimore hate Oakcon happening. And Oakcon's been happening in Baltimore for, like, the last at least 15 years that I know about it. Probably more, but I know at least 15 years. And residents, because even when it changed venue, it went from the smaller convention center in Baltimore to the bigger, newer convention center in Baltimore. And the residents of Baltimore still hate Oakcon. And this is a convention that's been going on for a while. And your bitch ass is complaining about a convention, and this is a new freaking venue. What do you fucking think? Excuse me. Never mind the jackasses that thought it would be a swell idea to cosplay on Metro. Like, you're a fucking idiot. You're a fucking idiot. Because I know a lot of these people are teenagers that can't really take people not liking anything they're doing. And you're going to go Metro cosplaying, basically looking like a freak. Because another fun thing about this con was basically the experience that I've never had before, which is going to a convention when I'm not in con mode. Baltimore, Oakcon, I'm in con mode. I'm just like, yeah, fuck yeah, Oakcon. I'm obnoxious with it, but I'm in con mode. This is the first time I ever went to a convention. I was in con mode. That's a hell of an experience, because I've never been so annoyed before in my life. It's like, what the fuck's wrong with these damn people? Oh, yeah, that's right, I'm at a convention, not in con mode. Hell, the first day I went there, because I only had 1 pound at 2:30 in the morning, I didn't even cosplay, I just wore a nice skirt set, and I was like, F it. I'm just going to go to this con, I'm just going to do my little fucking thing, and then come home at 4 in the morning, because this was one of those cons, even though I drove myself there, I funded the whole thing myself, still love home with my parents, working on moving out, recently graduated. Yeah, I had to I didn't tell them that I was going to be doing AMA USA at all. Because, honestly, they bit my head off the first time I tried to tell them that I was planning to do panels at cons now. So I didn't tell them about ALSA, so basically, I had to sneak out. I told them that I was leaving and told them when I was coming back. So that was fun, coming home at 4 in the morning. Like, So, of course, I mentioned after the fact, you know, I went to this con. Of course, he said, we never had a problem with you going to a con. Why don't you just tell us? We have never mind. Like, bitch, you bit my health the first time I told you. You know what fucking my fight is about. anyway, that tangent aside. Yeah, don't cosplay a Metro. Let's just get that away. Don't cosplay a Metro. I don't care how tame it seems. Because even I have planned, like, for that con, because I, if you go to my main blog, I say feveryone.wordpress.com or F everyone, everyone spelled EVRONE.wordpress.com. And honestly, I have a link to that, my main blog, on my TooManyTP.wordpress.com blog itself. You'll find my main blog some way or another. But yeah, I have a mini cosplay series, and the main cosplay, like the first cosplay I did for this mini cosplay series, which are going to be cosplays I do at panels with simplicity and easiness in mind, where it's like I basically have all these clothing items in my wardrobe already, so it's not going to cost me a lot of money to cosplay these things. I was going to cosplay Kirei Kotamine from, I cosplayed Kirei Kotamine from Fate, it was a Fate Zero version of Kirei Kotamine. He's also in Fate Stay Night, but whatever. And he's in Fate Extra too, but whatever. I cosplayed him, and his outfit is simple. Simple priest outfit, so black pants, a black overshirt, and then a white, like, collar shirt, a black and white collar shirts. But it's cold there in time. It's cold, it's November, it's cold. So I was going to wear a coat over that, so if I were to have taken Metro, you would have never known I was cosplaying. And I was going to put the wig on when I got to the actual hotel, and there I was done. No, these jackasses decide to cosplay at the freaking, on the Metro, to the con, because they're idiots and they've never been to DC, or rode a Metro, and they're teenagers and they don't know shit. So, whatever. Or people who crawled on their parents' bases for this one con. Man, anyway, general advice. Yeah, don't cosplay a Metro. And yes, of course, the hotel people are going to be mean to you. That doesn't excuse their actions, but dude, it's the first time for this con to happen. Or a con like this to happen at this particular convention. What do you freaking think? Okay, so that wrapping up. Also, panel issues. Panel issues. Like I said multiple times before, both my 18 plus panels were placed at the latest time possible for panels, which is 2:30 in the morning. 2:30 in the morning, both Friday and Saturday, the latest time slot for a panel. So I have these at 2:30 in the morning, and mind you, I planned and only budgeted for taking Metro to and fro the con the entirety of the time period I went to this con. So basically, last minute, like, let me put it this way. It was the difference of me only having to spend $20 and the $130 I wound up spending because I had to freaking drive there. And you bet your ass I was pissed. The minute they told me the times for the panels, I legit emailed them like, dude, I can't do these times because I plan to take Metro. I'm working two jobs. I don't have any money even though I'm working two jobs. Like, I didn't get that much money that the paycheck because it's in between paychecks, of course. So I don't have that much money for this con. And then they have me, now I have to drive here. And basically the response I got from the panel chair was, well, tough shit, make it work. That's essentially the response I got. It wasn't what it said word for word, but essentially, yeah. So, that pissed me off. So basically, I was stuck having to deal with that. I was pissed. You know, I made it work. It was funny because that Yaoi Tropes and Trends panel, 2:30 morning, I basically painted on a smile. And I just went with it because it's like, I'm tired as fuck. I want to go to sleep, but can't because I have to do this panel. I'm going to die. Oh, my God. But yeah, I made it work. Of course, all this being said, if I ever do, because this is one of those, like, I'm never going to go also ever again with the crap that I went through. If nothing else, I'm never going to do 18-plus panels ever again. But, I mean, in the end, I think I'm going to do also again next year. It's just, you bet your ass I'm going to run them ragged with, I can't do this at this time. I have to be out by midnight because I'm going to take match. I'm an annoying pain in the ass, bitch, as much as possible. So they get through their heads, like, if you put me at this freaking time, I'm not even going to show up. Don't even waste your time. Because I told you I can't do this time. So, hopefully they'll fuck me over again next year. But, fuck this con was disorganized. And to wrap this whole disorganization conundrum up. Or disorganization disaster. So, it could be alliteration up. Feedback. They have feedback for them. And this is my experience. I suggested the simple thing of adding, like, two questions to the panel form. Because, you know, it would help to tell you when to place people without having to ask them a bunch of questions. Key thing here, without having to ask them a bunch of questions. Why don't you just add a couple questions asking how panelists plan to get to the con? I had a second one that was also a good one. I really don't remember what it was. But I know the main one was, why don't you have a question asking how do people plan to get to the con? Like, do they plan to stay at the hotel, or do you plan to travel there? And if they plan to travel there, I think that was it. If they plan to travel there, what was their mode of transportation? Like, you know, metro or driving there? I literally spelled out exactly how you would phrase these questions. Now, of all the harsh things people said, they rode my ass the most about adding two questions. Something that I know how to do myself. That's like, if you want me to, I can do this for you. And I know this isn't asking that much. Adding two questions to fucking panel submission form. And I got the most shit out of all the people who suggested shit. Because they kept going on. Because basically the reply was, well, we can't ask every panelist all these questions because it would be too much for us. And it's too much. You should have told us if this would have been a problem. This is essentially what it says. Like, and my attitude was like, look here, bitch. Nobody said. Basically, my response was to that on the feedback form. Look, I just simply suggested adding two questions. Two questions, which isn't all that much to do. Two questions, which will help you be organized, at least a little bit more organized. Because I don't understand how you can't get your shit together versus larger cons like OCon. And Costco, or something to that effect, because I basically creamed them for you're really disorganized for a smaller con. OCon can get shit together and you don't. That's basic gist of that statement. And I also added on, and you also need to have a FAQ, because I understand why, or a frequently asked questions section for panels and volunteering. They do not have a FAQ for panels and volunteering. Two of the most quintessential things to a fucking fan-run con, you don't have a fact section for that. So all these questions you have to deal with could kind of be curtailed, or if not outright, you know, kind of completely ended if you just have facts. Didn't have it. You have a fact section for the burlesque. You have a fact section for the cosplay chess that didn't happen this year. You have a fact section for the dang game, but they didn't have a fact section for the motherfucking panels and volunteering. Like, you dumb fuck. Of all the things I have a fact section for, why would you... Whatever. You guys are jackasses. I see it from how you run things. You guys seriously need to get your shit together. And like I said, to wrap up this whole fucking thing, all this without talking about anything that was really Hurricane Sandy or first time venue influence. Like, you guys were just disorganized in general. And nothing to do with anything else. Because, yes, that would explain some panel topics. Because this year, they had three homestuck fucking panels. I don't know how many brony panels they had, but three homestuck panels. And that was one of the things I was complaining about on the forums too. Like, you know, three homestuck? I mean, come on. Like, this is an anime convention, not a things that people who do anime also like to do sometimes panels. Like, I mean, con. What the fuck? Why would you have three homestuck panels? What the fuck? Mind you, the whole fucking irony thing of it is, even though they have three, it's like, I understand the concept of, well, we accepted whatever, like, who... Like, we had a lot of people cancel out at the last minute, so basically, whoever said yes, that's who, or was next on the list, like, that's who got their panel accepted. Mind you, let me just put it this way. I suggested six panels. The sixth and only idea that was not accepted was I Hate Fandoms. That was the only panel idea that I suggested that was accepted. It's because, to me, it's funny, like, okay, you didn't accept my I Hate Fandoms panel, but you accepted three homestuck panels. Yeah, fuck you guys. Whatever. I suggested the same panel I did the CastleCon. I hope it gets approved. I won't be surprised if it doesn't, but whatever. We'll see what happens. Okay. All that being said, Anime USA, disorganized as fuck. It's one of those, like, I guess it's fine if you're there as a regular con goer. It's annoying as fuck if you're there as a volunteer or as a panelist. Like I said before, next year I do it, I'm going to run their ass ragged with constant emails with, I can't have it this late, I have to have it this time, I don't want my panels back to back, yeah, because I'm going to make sure they know, and this year, next time I do it, I'm going to actually be ballsy enough to be like, just take the panel off the schedule, if you can't put me earlier than, like, honestly, 1 in the morning, because I don't want to take the Metro only to wind up being stranded at, like, a Metro stop anyway. I don't want that to happen. So, fuck them. So, all that being said, let me just wrap up with saying, like, you know, thanks for listening to this podcast. Hopefully, save for a podcast series. Have more to come. The next topic, which is going to be another game review, is going to be the review of Tales of Graces F, since I recently beat that game. I'm going to tell you right now, that game is awesome! It's so fucking awesome! Holy shit, this is the awesomest game ever, and it's the best, and awesome! I love it, it's Tales of, it's awesome, and yeah. But yeah, that's going to be my next game review next week. You know, I'm going to do these podcasts whenever I do them, so it's not even going to be weekly. It's literally going to be whenever the fuck I have time and feel like I'm going to do a podcast. But yeah, next podcast is going to be Tales of Graces F. And also, to wrap all this up, my heart and wishes and prayers go out to those families who were victims of the families of the victims of the Cincinnati shooting. That's a horrible incident. It's the worst school shooting in U.S. history. Topped the previous unfortunate, basically, record holder of the Virginia Tech shooting. 20 children were killed and 6 adults were killed. Of course, like usual, assailant that committed the crime also committed suicide in the end, like I usually do. I can't believe this happened. I really feel for the families. But let me say this right now. Please don't use this time for your political freaking agenda to push for, oh, well, this has nothing to do with gun regulation laws. Please don't use... 26 people died. And you're going to use this as a platform for, I don't want to hear anything about gun regulation laws. You know what? Fuck you. You deserve to burn in hell at this point. How could you fucking say that? This is a horrible incident. It's called timing and too soon. You can at least give it several weeks before you go on your whole, well, it has nothing to do with gun regulation rant. Okay? Take the stick out of your ass and open your eyes and see how people were horribly affected by this. And just try to really just basically be a community and be in solidarity with each other with mourning this incident, because it's such a horrible thing, and all you can think about is politics. Fucking Mitt Romney wannabe. Anyway, political crap aside, my heart goes out to the victims of these the families of these victims, and hopefully nothing like this, I don't know, hopefully nothing like this ever happens again. Anyway, thanks for staying here for the show. I'll catch you wherever I catch you. See you later. Bitch out.